Dow Erickson, Aaron Feely in studio today, and we are joined in studio by a special guest, Sunny Brown. She is the new Star Valley High School volleyball coach. Sunny, am I saying everything correctly? This is one of those kind of odd situations for me because I started covering Star Valley High School sports, when you were in school still. So I'm feeling a little old this morning, to be honest.
I am just happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Let's talk about Lady Braves volleyball. And I was thinking about this. You're the first former player to take over at the helm since your coach. Back in the day, Brandy Hedges Taylor. Of course, Brandy was a standout back when I was in high school. We're about the same age. But that tradition. And the you had a lot of success as well, some state championships. That's got to be something that I'm sure you'd like to continue and add on to with your legacy, with your chance. Kind of talk to us about how you decided to go for this job.
I just love the game of volleyball. I love to teach it. I love to play it. And I had a very unique and exciting chance to learn alongside Coach Brian Toomer the last 2 years. And that helped me a lot. He taught me a lot. Not many people get to learn from a Hall of Fame coach. So that was a really cool experience for me. And just working with the coaching staff we had and working with these girls, I love them.
And obviously you just kind of hinted at it. You've been there as an assistant for the last 2 years. Your roster turns over a lot of young players from last year coming back this year. Do you believe that there is a lot of importance to the consistency of having familiarity with the team coming back next year? Or
I think so. I think having known these girls for 2 years, it's a little easier for me to get after them when I need to get after them, work on things that we've talked about previously. We have that relationship that I feel like we can just step right into this and get going.
So much of the head coaching job at the high school level, at least what I've learned over the last, a lot of years, is game day is such a small part of what this job entails. And ultimately, that's what coaches are kind of judged upon or looked at. But there's so much behind the scenes. Now, you guys just had a camp. And you've got stuff that you've got to try and wrangle these teenagers throughout the course of the summer and get them to hit certain things and do certain things while they're also doing other sports and having fun and having a job and being teenagers. Kind of talk to us about that. How do you kind of structure an off season now that you are the head coach of the program?
Oh, that's the exciting part, trying to figure it all out. Most of these girls are three sport athletes, and so I try and work with the other coaches. We coordinate our open gyms so that hopefully they can hit both things, they can condition at the same time. We're not double dipping on some of these girls that are, because some of them will show up twice if we ask them to, and so working with the other coaches, just trying to get a schedule out there, which has been a bit of a struggle for us, but just letting these girls know that we're here when they can make time to come into the gym. And then we have our set aside. Like you said, we just had Weber State come to a skills camp for us last week. And then we have a big team camp in July down at UVU. And those are my two big things of the summer that I want the girls to get to. And then we have open gyms twice a week. And we're here for those that can make it. But they're busy girls.
So I can't help but notice, too, on the schedule from last year, you guys went undefeated in conference play. And I got to know, coming into this season, is that a major talking point with the team? Is that something that you guys tend to focus on, or is that something that just kind of happens through preparation?
That happens. We're not really going to focus on what's been done. We're going to move forward, taking every opponent seriously, and just work toward what these girls can become, because I can see a lot that we can do with them. There's a lot of potential. And we're really working on the mental toughness aspect of the game.
Speaking with Sunny Brown, she is the new head volleyball coach at Star Valley High School. You talked about having a chance to learn under Brian Toomer, and you had a chance to learn and play under Coach Brandy Taylor. And so a lot of success taking place over the course of your career. And when you decide, though, to take over that job, what are some things that you do that maybe differ a little bit than what you saw your coaches do? Or, you know, how has the job evolved? Because, you know, now Star Valley firmly in the 4A class, competing in that largest classification. And the opponents have changed a little bit, but what are some things that have kind of speak to that?
Every time that you go to a coach's clinic, every time you have a visiting clinician come in and teach, you kind of learn from them, and you take a little bit of what they are to make yourself. And I was talking to my assistants during the Weber camp last week, and I said, I feel like I am just a mixture of all the coaches that I played for, all the coaches that I've coached with. And I think every coach is that way. You take a little bit of, I have a little bit of Brandy in me, and I have a bit of Brian, and I have Joanne Reeves that taught me at BYU Idaho. And I have, you know, Molly Ruggles that I coached with in Laramie, all those people, I have a little bit of them to make up my coaching style.
And speaking of your coaching style and your background in volleyball, you obviously played and were successful as a player. You have some assistant coaching under your belt. You have a long history with this sport. A big important part of coaching, is, as far as I can tell, is having a passion for the game. Can you kind of take us through what the game of volleyball has meant to you and why you're so enthusiastic about it?
It was... Sports in general were my reason for going to high school. I mean, I lived for the practices, the games, the competition. It was just kind of who I was, and it kind of stayed with me. I got a degree in teaching physical education because I love to teach people how to move, and I just loved play, and I love watching the game evolve and just seeing how it's changed even since when I played.
Let's talk about your staff and who you've been able to assemble to this point, and then also talk about some of your returning players and what we can expect when school starts up again.
Okay. So I have Gina. I almost said Taylor Hokanson.
I know. That's going to be a struggle for me this season, too, I can tell you.
She's my assistant with the JV, and Allie Mackey is back as well as the sophomore coach. I got to play with them in high school, and I've been able to coach with them the last 2 years. I cannot say enough good about them. They are incredible, and I probably wouldn't have taken this job if they hadn't been like, okay, I will apply with you, you know, where they hold me up a lot of times. And our new freshman coach, Grace Walker, I am super excited to have her. She's from Big Piney, heck of an athlete. And a competitor, and I love the spirit that she's going to bring to the program.
And, you know, looking forward to this season, if you're not allowed to say anything post-season, has to be a date on the established schedule. Is there anything that you happen to mentally kind of circle in your own mind of, I am really looking forward to that date right there?
Hey, I'm excited to get going. I'm excited when tryouts start and these girls are mine and we get to just hit the ground running. That's what I'm excited for.
And I do understand, obviously, there has to be tryouts and things like that. But yeah, kind of talk to us about some of the players that you're expecting to see this fall, if you wouldn't mind. Who do you feel like has the potential to come out and do well for the Star Valley Lady Braves this year?
We've had a lot of girls coming to open gyms, working hard for us already, coming to camps. We have a lot of girls returning, and we're really trying to focus on building a team and working on individual skills that benefit the entire team. And that's kind of our focus, is it's not one person that's going to take us anywhere. It's the whole team that's going to get us there. And that's kind of where my focus is this summer and into the fall, is we are a team.
Well, is there anything that we haven't covered yet during this time that you would like to tell the listeners about?
No, I'm just excited. Thanks for having me.
Sunny Brown, she is the new Star Valley Lady Braves volleyball coach. Of course, got that pedigree and got some players along, player friends, coaches along with you for the ride. We appreciate you very much for taking some time and speaking to us today, and wish you the best of luck the rest of the summer and on into the fall.
Thank you for having me.
First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday continues after this.